Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you wanted to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last. And let's see who I got. I can open it up. And I got Brooke.
Oh, lovely.
So Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
In Hollywood, actors turn down movie roles all the time. Sometimes it's due to scheduling conflicts, or they just don't think the film will be a success. And occasionally, they might regret their decision. Well, there's one famous actor who was offered and turned down the roles of several different blockbuster movies. Oh. He's turned down Neo in The Matrix, Harry in Dumb and Dumber, Shrek in Shrek, Green Goblin from Spider-Man, and what? Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
How does he still have a job?
Yeah, seriously.
Which actor was it?
Oh my God, he has like the worst instincts ever. I don't think this is going to be.
Yeah. But we have a role in The Pacifier 3. Would you want that? Yes.
Could someone fire his agent?
Seriously. Yeah.
That is a wide variety of roles that he has been given. I'm guessing it's a white guy, just because Dumb and Dumber was white guy.
Yeah,
like, all those characters ended up being white guys, right?
Uh-huh.
Except for Shrek.
He's
like, green.
Probably middle-aged, too, because you're not going to have, like, an old guy in all those different roles. You know, have to be someone like...
Yeah, but those
Universal.
Movies were, like, 90s, you know? Like, a lot of those... All those movies were 90s. Were
they? So
Matrix?
At the time,
to be older now.
Yeah, older now, yeah. You know, I read Mark Wahlberg turned down a few roles yesterday, like for different movies. Brokeback Mountain was one of them.
And I just see a yoked dude in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Harry's just buff.
He's like, Harry!
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, you
okay.
You know who's super weird? I think I got this. Who's super weird, and I've heard he's turned down a bunch of stuff, is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't one of those, like,
and the reason,
that wants to
well,
do specific
and
things?
Wait, who's his family? The Coppolas.
Oh,
he's a Coppola, and so he gets all sorts of stuff that he probably shouldn't get.
Yeah.
And he changed his last name to Cage because he didn't want to live in his family's shadow or something.
No way.
BS
I did not
like that.
Know that.
Yeah.
Read the question.
He's a Coppola.
Once again,
there's
Jeff,
one.
Please, once more time.
Uno
mas. One more time, please.
There's one famous actor who was offered and turned down the roles of several different blockbuster movies. He's turned down Neo in The Matrix, Harry in Dumb and Dumber, Shrek in Shrek, Green Goblin from Spider-Man, and Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. Which actor was it?
I almost thought David Spade for a second, but then, like, The Matrix and stuff throws me off.
Yeah.
I haven't seen David Spade in The Matrix.
Okay, I'll go Nicolas Cage.
There's a very famous Hollywood actor who turned down the roles of Shrek, Neo, Harry from Dumb and Dumber, Green Goblin from Spider-Man, and Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. Even though he said no to some of the biggest movie roles of all time, at least his decisions have allowed him to win one Academy Award for Best Actor in Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Talking about
no
Nicolas
way.
Cage.
Oh, my
you
God.
Got it.
It was him.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
I just thought he was such a weirdo.
God.
Like...
Oh my
okay.
God, that felt so good. I didn't
Pass
think it was going to happen, and it did.
Shot caller on over to Jeff because he got
hated
it right.
Dumb and Dumber.
And somebody texted in and wanted to hear See You Again by Wiz Khalifa, so you can sing that before you get shocked. Jeffrey?
He's mad.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I
know.
Wow.
Remember, anything you missed, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Dance Party Boyd and Jeff Pants Party DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.